How the ocean affects ozone. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. As coastal-dwelling owners of corroded cars can attest, salt from the ocean can get kicked up by waves, travel through the air, and settle on any available surface. Now Chet Spicer of the Battelle Memorial Institute in Columbus, Ohio, says this wandering sea salt could be reducing ozone in the lower atmosphere. Near the ground, ozone is a main component of smog.
This is a process, we believe a completely natural process, that has affected that natural ozone level for thousands and millions of years, but we're just now beginning to understand that.
Spicer and his colleagues traveled to Alert, Canada, high above the Arctic Circle, to study this effect. They found that bromine from sea salt deposits on snow, and the sun triggers chemical reactions that break down ozone. Spicer says bromine could be at work even in places far removed from the ocean.
There is some evidence that this could be happening in urban areas, for example, where streets are salted in the wintertime. All the constituents are present, sunlight, salt, and snow.
He says understanding this process could illuminate how ground-level ozone and ultimately smog is created and destroyed. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.